This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Matt Adams is still the host of Fairways of Life on the PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM. He is also a Golf Channel contributor. I think we just did this. It's a pleasure to welcome Matt Adams back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Matt.
Hello, John Patrick. How are you?
I'm fine. It seems like we just spoke. I don't know that I've ever had anybody who was a guest on the final show of the year, then become a guest on the first show of the new year. What happened over the holidays?
Yeah, one going out and one staying in. When you and I last spoke, the last conversation that I had had with Sirius XM was that they were not going to renew the Fairways of Life show. We have been the anchor morning show for the PGA Tour Radio for upwards to 8 years. We've been on the air for over a decade now since the show began. And so we were fully prepared to move on, grateful for the time that we had, because that platform is the platform that has led me to all the work that I'm doing now with Golf Channel. And that's, you know, stepped up dramatically for me. So I'm excited about that as could be. And we were, what I had known when you and I spoke, I had known then for a number of weeks that that was the plan. And, you know, the Fairways of Life brand is my property. So I hadn't decided what we were going to do or where we were going to go. My thought was that I was just going to concentrate on television for 2017 and leave it at that and just see where things went. So we ended up waiting until our last three live shows. And between my wife and my producer, Dominic, they said, look, you've got to let your audience know what's going on. You've got to be fair to them too. But I didn't want to because I was too emotional about it. And they said, you know, you have to. So we did. And we told the world that we were not coming back in 2017 and farewell. And mostly we just shared memories and said thank you, because I didn't have any anger in me. There was no grounds for anger. It was more to me a celebration of the time that we had. And so we got to that Wednesday show. We got through the Thursday show. That Thursday afternoon, my people had been contacted by four different national networks that said, we want the show. In whatever form it takes, whether you broaden it to include more sports, whether you make it just a good morning show, whatever the heck you guys want to do with it, we want the show. And so we, first of all, we didn't expect that. We never saw that coming either. And then by later that same day, and I don't think the two events were tethered in any way, I just think it was coincidental, my people heard back from Sirius XM and they said, yeah, we think we see a pathway here. We can work everything out. And by the time we went on the air on Friday, I was starting to, if you heard that last show, as it was called, I never called it a last show on the air. Again, I didn't take anything away from people who were calling up and sharing memories and laughs and having a good time. But I was starting to have a pretty strong inkling that by the end of that day, we would be back again. And that's what happened. By the end of that Friday, everybody had said, no, let's keep it rolling and let's keep on keeping on. And pretty much the only caveat I really put on it at this point was that I want to take it on a year-by-year basis and just see if everybody's happy with the way everything's going and take it at that. So bottom line is I'm delighted doing both now, radio and TV.
I know you want to answer yes to this question, and the answer may be yes. Did listeners have an impact? Did they have anything to do with this, with the decision by the higher-ups?
I would say yes to both ways that you phrase that. Yes, because I want to answer yes, and yes, because I think that that had an impact on it. I mean, it's a subscription service, and I do think that anybody would be crazy if they didn't listen to their subscribers, and I know that a lot of subscribers really wanted the show to hang around. So while I don't know all the details of all the things that went on behind the scenes, I do believe strongly, and I would like to believe even more strongly, that yes, that was a very important voice in the room.
And again, I know this is an odd question to ask because you dedicate yourself to it every day. Do you have it? Do you have a deeper appreciation of what you're doing now?
Well, the thing that was funny about it in that regard is that my show was fully eulogized, and there I sat in full repose. I basically attended my own funeral for 3 days. So when that happens, you find out what it is about the show that touches people's lives. And you hope that there's a line drawn between what you think is important and what everyone comes back and tells you is important when they think otherwise you've been given a death sentence through that medium. And they came back and told us that the interviews were something that they really enjoyed. So it manifests itself in decisions that we're making in 17. We're going to continue down the road and do even more interviews than what we've done before, get back to these long-form, deeper conversation interviews, because people said they loved that. And in general, they love the company because, you know, in the time, for example, that you've been doing radio, the commute in the United States has gone from, what, 10 or 12 minutes to upwards to 30 to 40 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Would that be right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now people are telling us, we're sitting next to them. We're in that passenger seat while they're going to and fro, wherever they are in their lives. And for many of them, you know, we've been there with them, whether kids went through their teen years or, you know, their youngest got married or went off to college or they had grandchildren or whatever it is. You're sharing life with people, even if the conversation is not always both directions. It is more so because we take callers, as you know. But so, yeah, it's everything that we went through and everything that we heard, it did not only have an emotional impact on us, but it has a practical impact on us in terms of knowing, defining with absolute clarity what's important to people and ensure that we deliver that.
Also understand, Matt, when I started, the commute was horse and buggy. So just, we're talking with Matt Adams here on the Augusta Golf Show. Let me, a couple of minutes we have left, couple of equipment questions while I have you. A lot of news coming out of Bob Parsons and PXG this week. And you have talked to Lydia Ko. You've talked to Christina Kim. What are they telling you about why they've gone to PXG?
Well, Lydia told me that it was not a business decision, which is interesting to me because the first instinct we all have is when a player switches from one equipment company, frankly, an equipment company they've had great success with, to another equipment company that they got the proverbial offer they could not refuse. And she said that's not what it was about. She said for her, she's constantly on the pursuit to improve, and I think we've seen that in some of the decisions that she's made, a new caddy, a new coach, and all the rest. And she hit some of the clubs of some of her friends on tour that were playing PXG, and she liked the feel. So she set off down the road of investigating if there was more to it than just a fleeting fascination. And she said there was. She said there was. Her words to me was there was a, quote, performance factor and wow factor, end quote. And so it was those two factors, those two pieces, that caused her to say, I feel like I can get better performance on a NIST hit shot with these than I can with any other club. And that was the reason why she made the change.
Couple of other questions. Bubba playing different colors of golf balls. I will admit to being surprised that he moved from Titleist to Volvic. Does that in some way, Matt, say out loud there's not a huge difference between the golf balls out there?
Maybe not for Bubba. I think it depends on who the player is, because Bubba's going to generate such massive clubhead speed that, frankly, he'd be able to compress a stone. So what he was doing was Bubba said that he was watching the long drive competition on Golf Channel, and these guys were crushing these Volvic golf balls, these players that have nothing but brawn and clubhead speed and the ability to also similarly compress a stone. And so he felt that that would work for him for distance. And I thought the same thing as you, but I was thinking more along the lines of, okay, I get that you can hit anything hard, and I get that you can hit anything far. What kind of feel are you going to get around the green? But even with that, if he can generate enough clubhead speed, he's going to be able to spin anything. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that a Volvic golf ball is the same as a Pro V1 any more than Volvic wants me to do that or Titleist wants me to do that. Those two golf balls are distinctive in their dynamics and their design and in the performance. But because of Bubba's swing, he's going to get performance out of his Volvic golf ball. I've hit the Volvic golf balls. I mean, the colors are crazy, but the wild colors with Bubba didn't surprise me at all. That's Bubba.
Right.
My favorite quote about Bubba came from John McGinnis, and he said, when he can get the flying monkeys in his head, the flying formation, he's the best golfer in the world. And so now he's got all these colors to entertain the flying monkeys at that. The Volvic golf ball is a really, really solid golf ball. I just didn't know if it would have enough spin for players of that caliber. And for his club head speed, he apparently can get it to spin enough on those pin clubs. So there you go.
He is Matt Adams. He's back hosting Fairways of Life on PGA Tour Radio, Sirius XM Radio, and Golf Channel contributor, media mogul. Matt, thanks. Congratulations. I really mean that. Congratulations. You don't get to rise too many times in this business, so good job, and thanks for doing this.
Yeah, I'm like a zombie. I keep rising from the dead and looking for more meat.
Thank you, sir.
See you.